This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Spineless from the start.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones.
Apart. Spineless from the start. I'm spineless. I lie all day. I make money off Sandy Hook. Didn't make a dime. And those lawyers live off of it. Blumenthal and his twit son. Let me say one more thing about all this. We had Kerry Horch on earlier, big whistleblower from CNN. And, you know, he was just talking about how they demonize InfoWars and how they attack me. That's a badge of honor from these people, ladies and gentlemen. Project Veritas tweeted it out. That's a badge of honor to be attacked by these individuals. They want to control the narrative. They want to put out whatever disinformation they want, but it's not working. And the people that count see through it, but that's why we need to stay on air. Can you imagine how bad it would be, the lies, if we weren't here to counter them? Because they see this operation as a spirit of Americana. It's really just that simple. And we're not backing down. There are a lot of good police across this country. But take Kerry Porch. He got an offer from the head of DPS, or the head of ICE over Texas, to come down here and run a whole HR department because he's got the background in that. So, see, that's how one door closes, another door opens. So it's not everybody in law enforcement that's bad. Most of them aren't. Because ICE had them say that they're killing babies in cages. None of that's true. Just like they lie about me and say I'm a child porn kingpin. I mean, it's, and I filed lawsuits already over that. I mean, this is a war, people. And so the police ought to be smarter than that. When the media is saying I'm a bad person, the police ought to go, well, they say we're bad. Finishing up with Thomas Bartram, makemydrivewaygreatagain.com. Where are you? How do folks get in contact with you? And I hope to shake your hand sometime.
Well, as I said, you can go see all my information there at that website, makemydrivewaygreatagain.com. I do power washing in the greater Houston area, all the Houston area. If you have a resident, if you have a commercial job or something bigger, you know, I can drive a ways. If you got a big job, I can get out to you.
All right, we're going to talk to you again soon. Give us updates as it unfolds. God bless you.
Hey, let me mention one more thing for you. I think it's important. Is one thing the police said to me that really stuck to me. I was talking to one of the officers about the Second Amendment, and they said to me, this is what, I don't know if this is legitimately what he thinks or not, but this is what he told me, looked me straight in the eyes and said this. Look, we the city can make laws that go against the Second Amendment. We don't have to follow the Second Amendment. We're allowed to make laws.
The state is the Constitution. That's not true. It's a fraud, and those police are brainwashed. God bless you. Here's Owen Schroyer and the InfoWars Air Force.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm back. Couple burgers and a couple brats later, and here I am live, still in front of UT Stadium.
InfoWars.com. Put that up the sky with the UT game. We're taking action. We're fighting hard. Land, sea, and air. Thanks for your support.
The Trump is innocent booth. InfoWars is live out here. We got a big crowd out here with us. We got burgers and brats and beverages. And as you can see, a lot of foot traffic comes down this this walk right here. And they get a nice big Trump is innocent sign right there.
That's just basic action. Beto Not T-shirts at InfoWarsStore.com. We need the funds, folks. Plus, it's a great shirt.
I was out at the car races, the Formula One track the other day, and I wore this T-shirt, and I was getting compliments left and right. People were like, yeah, InfoWars! And
is that the Mon Labe foil?
It is, yes. It's the Gold Foil. You can get it on InfoWars.com. It is one of my favorite T-shirts. I get compliments on it all the time. I love it.
You guys are awesome.
I want to get it, like, tattooed on somewhere.
Chris set up so Savannah and Becca can get a show. Leanne popping in, Millie Weaver. The one that's banned in 2020. Great job, crew. We're fighting 7 days a week. Meanwhile, we tailgate. With the InfoWars
so
aircraft flying above.
A couple liberal haters come by, but it's mostly Trump love out here. mostly patriotic love out here. People coming by, asking us who we're with, asking us about Bandot Video and InfoWars.
We have Sawyer's coming up right after Gerald Celente.
So that was fun.
China was already running the United States. You're like, well, China could never take over the U.S. That's right. As the Roman historian and senator Cicero warned, a powerful empire can't fall from without before it first falls from within. So, yes, they're coming for your guns, all of them. Yes, they're coming for your children. They've already taken your speech almost everywhere except pockets of resistance like InfoWars.com and Band.Video. So now you know why I'm so upset. Now you know why I'm so angry. I saw the producers of South Park on TV. They're totally pissed and angry. People are like, why are they angry? Because they see all of their freedom, their American freedom, hard fought, taken away. Are you going to get upset? Well, you're a listener. You're obviously already upset. But you've got to ring the alarm everywhere and tell others they've got to get upset and then take action and let Congress and everybody else know that we're not backing down and we're not going to sell America out to the Chi-Coms.
He's 35 years old, worth close to $100 billion. He founded and runs the largest and most powerful internet company in the world with close to 3 billion users. His name is Mark Zuckerberg, and he's standing on a stage proclaiming his defense of free speech and the First Amendment at Georgetown University.
I'm here today because I believe that we must continue to stand for free expression.
Free speech is for everybody, even the crazies. That's the very definition of free speech. In a free country, everyone can be heard. In totalitarian societies, only the powerful can be heard.
The most repressive societies have always restricted speech the most, and when people are finally able to speak, they often use their voice to call for change. And I understand the concerns that people have about how tech platforms have centralized power. But even American tradition recognizes that some speech infringes on other people's rights. Inevitably, some people are going to use their voice to try to organize violence, to try to undermine elections, to hurt others. And we have a responsibility to address these risks. Because when you're serving billions of people, even if a very small percent of them cause harm, that can still be a lot of harm.
Apple, Facebook, Spotify, Vimeo, YouTube, Twitter, all of them pulled or froze Jones's accounts on the grounds that his views are too dangerous to be heard publicly. The left, which seeks to crush anything it can't control, applauded the news.
I believe that we have two responsibilities. To remove content when it can cause real danger as effectively as we can, and to fight to uphold as wide of a definition of freedom of expression as possible, and to not allow the definition of what is considered dangerous to expand beyond what is absolutely necessary. And that's what I'm committed to.
How dangerous is InfoWars? Well, Facebook believes it's so dangerous that you can be banned from using the platform, Facebook, just for sharing its content unless you simultaneously denounce it. Let that penetrate for just one moment. Think about it. Just for a second. Mark Zuckerberg is not simply censoring opinions. He's prescribing which political opinions you're allowed to have, which conversations all of us in this country can have about America. Keep in mind that nobody voted for Mark Zuckerberg. He's 34 years old. He's completely cut off from reality. He's worth $72 billion. And yet he can single-handedly make our First Amendment irrelevant after 250 years.
Now, I know many people disagree with this. But in general, I don't think it's right for a private company to censor politicians or the news in a democracy. So as a principle, in a democracy, I believe that people should decide what is credible, not tech companies. Now, of course, there are exceptions. And even for politicians, we're not going to allow content that incites violence or risks imminent harm. And of course, we don't allow voter suppression. Our voting is voice.
A lot of our political debate takes place on social media platforms. So if they clamp down on one side of the debate, why wouldn't that influence an election's outcome?
Democracy depends on the idea that we hold each other's right to express ourselves and be heard above our desire to always get the outcomes that we want.
But it's not really about Alex Jones, is it? It's about the idea that companies can make it impossible for your voice to be heard. Is that a precedent we should be comfortable with?
Because while we may disagree on exactly where to draw the line on specific issues, we at least can disagree. That's what free expression is.
People know what's true. They can smell it. You can't stop them from knowing that. You can't control their minds. You can only humiliate yourself and undermine your own authority by trying. Our childish billionaire overlords may be geniuses, they say they are, but they don't understand that. Someday soon they will learn, and that is a comforting thought at a time like this.
Why is Zuckerberg telling a lie this transparent? Well, on the surface, he's just repeating what the CEO of YouTube said in late August, that they never censor, and that YouTube and Google are totally open for everyone to say and do whatever they want as long as it isn't illegal. InfoWars tested that and relaunched a YouTube channel. It was banned within 4 hours. And right out of 1984, the YouTube CEO said, "We are for free speech, just not Alex Jones's." Zuckerberg is simply imitating successful deception tactics deployed by Google and Apple against the Western world. Big Tech's real agenda is global domination, not just total surveillance of all information, but control of all information. Using Orwellian alchemy, Zuckerberg transforms himself from an enemy of free speech to its chief guardian. He will decide what is speech and what isn't. He will decide. And if you violate those rules, the AI is closely watching and will punish you. Authoritarian nations, authoritarian countries, authoritarian individuals are all in a race for hegemonic information control on this planet. And communist China's attempt to flex its muscles by fully controlling Hollywood and the NBA has now caused a massive backlash. So Zuckerberg and others want to get out ahead of that so that they don't get connected to it. And then Congress stays asleep and never does anything while they quietly take over the planet and destroy all of our basic liberties and freedoms that are the true protections on civilization and are the systems and societies that created an atmosphere of openness and freedom that allowed institutions like Google, Apple, and Twitter to grow up. The truth is, big tech has been surveilling us. Big tech has been consolidating the economy. Big tech has been censoring us for a long time. And the systems that they've developed are antithetical to free societies. They know that the people value their basic freedoms. They know that basic freedoms are what make populist movements strong. But that basic freedom stands in the way of global corporate dominance. And the CEOs that captain these systems have combined forces against humanity and believe that they can defeat us. But if we're simply aware of the facts and speak up and use our consumer power to say no to these institutions, we can take control of these organizations for the betterment of humanity. But the first step is admitting that this is indeed happening and that these organizations are authoritarian and are dangerous. The truth is, the people have all the power. That's why these companies are trying to control information and are trying to censor to begin with. So even though things look dark at times, we are getting into very, very good waters because people understand the fundamentals that are happening and are beginning to awaken. But this process is going to take time. Mark Zuckerberg isn't our enemy. Mark Zuckerberg is really just a tool of a larger agenda and a system that we need to stand up to. If we don't, the globalists, the technocrats, will not respect us, and we won't respect ourselves. It's our world, so let's start acting like it belongs to us. Let's start acting like shareholders.
News today.
We are in an information war. Our objective is to destroy the false narrative by reminding as many people as possible to think for themselves and question everything. We were effective And so they tried to destroy us.
Alex Jones's YouTube channel posted a video that was seen by 2.3 million subscribers. Alex Jones obviously is a well-known conspiracy theorist whose brand is bullying.
This stuff is not speech. It's incitement, harassment, defamation.
This is a real-time example of when we talk about this information being weaponized.
We survived, but we were wounded.
Apple, Facebook, Spotify, Vimeo, YouTube, Twitter, all of them pulled or froze Jones's accounts on the grounds that his views are too dangerous to be heard publicly.
InfoWars just lost their war on info.
Obviously, what he spews is hate, and it's abhorrent.
We have crossed the Rubicon, and there is no turning back. We must push through to victory. And so now more than ever, we need your support. Our products at InfoWarsStore.com are like war bonds. Make a purchase today and support the fight. There is now open talk of repealing the Second Amendment.
Yes. We're going to take your AR-15.
The NRA is being designated as a terrorist organization. People are being arrested for personal opinions they post.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Would you
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hello, hello, hello. Yeah, the spirit of 76. I ran away from kindergarten and escaped PS-76 in the Bronx and ran across the Boston Post Road. Born to be free, spirit of 1776. And that's what this country's missing, but that's what you get on Alex Jones and, of course, what we do with the Trends Journal. I want to talk a little bit, as we begin, about this whole thing going on with Syria and the Kurds. Let's get this straight. It's a lot of BS that we're fighting them Islamic terrorists over there, and that's why we need the Kurds. The Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner, along with the Lady Hawks, Samantha Power and Susan Rice and Obama, we got to get that guy Assad out of there. I don't like him. I want him gone. That's what all this is about, this ISIS story. They made this ISIS stuff up in 2014 when Obama, the arrogant, lying Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner, we got to get saved them Yazidis over there in Iraq. Yeah, those ISISs are getting them. Like everybody knows what a Yazidi is. Yeah, they're like Yemens and Kurds and Ways. Most Americans don't have a clue. Again, ISIS is there because of the murderous people like the Bill Clinton that was bombing Iraq. Every time he get caught with his pants down or whatever dirty deal he was doing. Yeah, destroyed the place. You forgot those no-fly zones, didn't you? Yeah, don't forget to keep your fly up in a no-fly zone. And that Bernie Sanders, who supported the murder and the sanctions of over 500,000 Iraqi children under the age of five dying. Oh, I wonder why they're, quote, terrorist groups can't figure out why they don't like us. And then the murderer, George Bush, going in there and all the other liars that lied us into that war. We killed over a million Iraqis. Destroyed the country. And then the other murderers, along with the Arab Little League, Saudis and others. We got to get rid of that guy, Gaddafi. Let's get rid of Gaddafi. Oh, yeah, we'll hire the Al-Qaeda and other bandits to do it. And then after they did that, they sent them into Syria. But that's only the history of that. So we're there to save the people in the United States from these Islamic terrorists. The terrorist groups are formed by the United States actions and supported by the United States. People forget the $500 million of our money that lowlife Obama stole from us like they all do. And gave them to those other, remember that Syrian force that was going to get rid of Assad and those ISISs? Yeah, and then they ended up giving them Al-Qaeda and the others our weaponry and money. So this whole thing about the Kurds, oh, our allies, the Kurds, they've been fighting this stuff with Turkey and Syria for their portions of land over there for how long? That's all this is. It's nothing to do with ISIS. But that's the lie, and that's what the people report. The prostitutes report.
people, all these liberals all around me. Woodstock, New York is only 15 minutes away from Kingston. And I'm hearing from everybody, oh, isn't it terrible that we're abandoning the Kurds? These are words spewing out of the mouths of these little gutless liberals. And could you imagine if it was reversed? And Obama was taking the troops out? Oh, we have no business being there. This is an illegal war. The United States has no right being in Syria. It's in violation of international law. This is a sovereign nation that did nothing to us. Oh, we might not like the way it's run there, but it's none of our business. We should not be involved in these foreign entanglements. That's what they'd be saying, but they're gutless little low-life creatures. So they keep spewing out the lines that are being spewed out there. They're comparing the New York Times, the toilet paper record, one after another, are comparing the withdrawal of 1,000 troops to America's withdrawal of Saigon in Vietnam. What imbecile can make a comparison like this? What stupid, moronic, low-life, scum-sucking jerk would do something like that? The mainstream media, that's who. And everybody buys it. Oh, yeah, the Vietnam War. How dare we leave Saigon? Because now we're doing a lot of business with them. It's okay now. Them commies are okay. We just increased our buying stuff from Vietnam, importing it from there, 31% last year. Another war based on lies. The Gulf of Tonkin incident never happened. Oh, but we got to stop them commies. Them dominoes are going to keep falling, and before you know it, they'll be falling on the shores of California. Not making that up. These are the sick people. These are the psychopaths, sociopaths that are running and ruining nations. These same people are now saying we should have been in Vietnam. We only murdered about 4 million people there, killed 58,000 of our soldiers. Some 300,000 wounded and millions still mentally upset by it. And they're comparing it to Saigon. Another war based on lies in a country you had no business being with. But again, to flip the coin and look at the other side, Trump then, what did he do? He sends 3,000 troops into Saudi Arabia. That dictatorship. Oh, yeah, the Saudi gang, invented in 1934. Been fighting the Yemenis since then, the Houthis. And where are the troops? They're not coming home. They went to Iraq. I'm for true peace. I'm a warrior for the Prince of Peace. I won't die for war, but I'll fight for peace. And we need peace. And these piece of craps in the media and these moronic democratic liberals, they want war. They're warmongers. Look what Hillary Clinton did to Tulsi Gabbard, calling her a Russian asset. Could you imagine the stupidity? This warmonger Hillary. Good for Tulsi Gabbard calling her out. We need peace. No more war. Bring home the troops. Rebuild America. Be back in a few.
Now is the critical time to keep InfoWars on the air. Everything we warned of is now being exposed and is out in the open. I want to be clear. It's not coming true. It was already true.
I didn't predict all this. It was already going on. Now the globalists are making their move with the Chi-Coms, so it's naked. It's brazen. This is the point when the enemy emerges. It's like before World War II, the Poles kept warning that Nazi Germany was going to attack them. Nobody believed them as they saw the troops massing until it finally happened. We're at that same point, and we're all Paul Revere's who need to be out there warning everyone about what's unfolding, because this is the critical fight. And thank God, America and the world is waking up at the 11th hour, 58 minute. But will it be too little, too late? That's up to you. This battle's hot. It's real. So spread the word and support InfoWars today at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, spread the word about the live transmission.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's getting near dawn.
Hello, hello. Glad to be back. I was talking about Syria and what's going on with the media and how they're, oh, we should be supporting our allies, the Kurds. Ask an American what the Kurds are. They're going to say Kurds in way. I mean, they don't know anything that's going on over there. But this guy, Buttigieg, boy, they button him up there. Woof. What a phony this cat is, man. I see this guy as a deep state asset. Harvard, Princeton, Yale, Bullets, Bombs, and Banks, a Rhodes Scholar, one of the boys. Yeah, he was in Afghanistan, and he's there in his military drag, holding that rifle, you know, the tough guy that never fought. I think he used to drive like a general around or something. Navy intelligence. Yeah, what intelligence do they have? This guy is so arrogant. I want to read from yesterday when he was on talking about Trump pulling the troops out of Syria, and he's on NBC's Meet the Prostitutes. Democratic presidential hopeful Pete Buttigieg, by the way, he's boosting up in them Iowa polls over there, but it doesn't mean anything at this time. About 13% behind brain dead Biden at about 17%. Said on Sunday, he dismissed President Donald Trump's move to withdraw U.S. troops from Syria, saying he'd make better foreign policy deals if he won the White House. Yeah, let's make a deal. Because that's all this is. It's a presidential reality show. Quote, if we think there's a commitment, a treaty, or a deal that we can improve on, we go to the table and we make it happen, the mayor said. What empty, garbage, stupid presidential reality show BS. Of course, we'll make a better deal and go to the table, and I know how to do it, because, don't you believe me? I'm a nobody, and look where I am. I could BS anybody. I got that look, and I got all the right people behind me. Harvard, Princeton, Yale, Bullets, Bombs, and Banks, the Deep State Intelligence Officer, all the intelligence of the United States, the CIA, the NSA, what great intelligence. Yeah, the intelligence of somebody with an IQ of about 30. Guys haven't won a war since when? World War II. And what have you accomplished with all your intelligence? Couldn't win any of those wars. Yeah, zero intelligence. Right now, what's happening is the future in Syria is being decided by everybody but the United States. And we are nowhere because America's leadership has been withdrawn. How come nobody's calling this little clown boy out? Being decided by everybody but the United States? Hey, got some. Who's everybody? Tell me who everybody is. Ghana, Angola, Manila? No, maybe South Africa. How about Argentina? Maybe Brazil. What about Iceland? What about Greenland? Hey, who's everybody? And we have no business with anybody in anybody else's country. You got that? No, I don't got that. I'm Buttigieg. The deep state Buttigieg. A nothing but an arrogant boy. Or is he the man of the family? I forget. Trump's, here we go. He also dismissed the notion of completely removing U.S. military from the Middle East. He completely dismissed it. We have no right being there. You got it? We have no right being there. You're in violation of what the founding fathers of this country stood by. You want to stay in the Middle East? Moron! What have you accomplished in the Middle East, Buttigieg? Hey, I'll go there like this and I'll fix it all up. I'll get dressed up in my military drag. Oh, yeah! Stay in the Middle East? I'll tell you what. Rather than running for president, Why don't you go back to the Middle East? Why don't you rejoin and stay there? I got a better one for you, Buttigieg. Join up with the Kurds. You want to support them? Go fight with them. Or shut your mouth, you arrogant, arrogant person, telling us we should stay in the Middle East. And you know why we need to be in the Middle East? We need to keep American people safe when it comes to the Middle East. Yes, it will be messy for probably as long as I'm alive. Well, maybe we should pass on real quick. Get a little in, huh? As long as you're alive. All this is the 10th Crusade. Get it in your head, everybody. The United States never had any business being there. This is the 10th Crusade. What goes on over there should stay there. If you came to my country and killed everybody that I love and destroyed my place, would I want to get even with you? Oh, you would call me an Italian-American fundamentalist wanting to get even with you. Payback's a bitch for destroying everything that I loved and have no future. Like the United States, its coalition of the killing is done in the Middle East. Iraq, Libya, Syria, Yemen. And then, of course, there's Israel. Taking more and more land and calling it settlements. Like, you know, it's like the Wild West. Your happy trails to you and the wagon trains going down the empty places where nobody was. Except the Indians, of course, but they were only locals. Settlements. America has no right in any of this. And it's all beginning to explode big time. So let me see what this little time man has to say. What President Trump does is wake up in the morning and have a phone call or maybe a tweet and completely change years or even decades of U.S. policy, surprising his own generals and the country in the process. Hey, what decades of U.S. policy are you talking about, Buttigieg? Obama's wars, Clinton's wars, Bush's wars. This isn't policy. It's madness. Oh, and the generals. Yeah, generally haven't won anything. Like that guy Mattis shooting off his mouth, going after Trump and talking about what success. Haven't had one, Jack. Show me one or shut your mouth, because I've had enough. Occupy Peace. WWW Occupy Peace. Let's get these madmen out of our life and out of war and bring joy, beauty, liberty, and love back to America. And we'll be back in just a few. And remember, support InfoWars. Put your money where your heart.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Hello, hello. Welcome back. Alex Jones Show. Gerald Celente here hosting. Great being here. And remember to keep free speech alive and the truth flowing. You have to support InfoWars and others. Like, you don't have to, but if you want to keep it going, you do. And to support InfoWars, they have that Everything Must Go emergency sale, 40 to 70% off dozens of products. That's right, InfoWars are making room in their warehouse and trying to secure funds to purchase inventory for next year. And they need your help to blow out their products and help InfoWars expand. They've already sold out products like Vitamin, Mineral Fusion, and Pollen Block. But they're giving away even greater savings on some old and new favorites to make this a true 360-degree win. To make sure you get the most out of supporting the InfoWars, they're bringing you 40 to 70% off dozens of products, free shipping, and double Patriot points. Get your Christmas shopping done early, because there's no guarantee these products will be available for the rest of the year. And what do they have here? Survival Shield X3, 2-ounce bottle, 70% off. 360 immune fence defense combo with immune wall and silver. Bullets at $19.95, 71% off. Gut Fusion, 50% off. Survival Shield X3, 1-ounce bottle, 60% off. And on, Ultimate Fish and Krill Oils, 25% off, plus lots of other great deals. So, put your money where your heart is and where your mind is. Support InfoWars, keep the truth flowing. And of course, we have the Trends Journal, it's a weekly now. Whew. Events are happening so fast. And when I say events are happening so fast and so globally, all you have to do is look at the current events forming future trends. You turn on to the news, you get yesterday's news tomorrow. We give you tomorrow's news today. So when we're putting it together, for example, what's going on over there in Catalan with the massive protests? What's going on there in Hong Kong as the protests get more and more violent? And when you just put those two together, how the governments are cracking down on the people and robbing them of more freedoms. And then you take a look what went on in Chile. Just this past weekend, state of emergency. Chile just came out of the news. Woof. Out of nowhere. Ecuador, last week. And the week before. Peru. All over the world. Destabilization. Lebanon. Poof. Blew up one day. One place after another. Angola. Niger. Nigeria, South Africa, Zimbabwe, one after another. When people lose everything and have nothing left to lose, they lose it. This is a fight against poverty and the 1% getting everything. This is a fight against corruption that runs a government near you. All these governments are corrupt. The United States, corruptness right at the top. Look at it. Morons and imbeciles call them campaign contributions. Adults call them bribes. Campaign contributions. They sold us out. Look at this opiate crisis. Look how Big Pharma's taken over. Big ag. Big everything. All we become are plantation workers on the global plantation of Slavelandia. All the money's gone to the 1%. I'm not making that up. You know the facts. Market's going up? Yeah. Goldman Sachs is worried that stock buybacks are going down. Share repurchases have been a key element during this bull market, which is currently the longest on record. By repurchasing shares, a company reduces the number of shares outstanding. It can have the effect of boosting the stock price and also lifts earnings per share figure. You got it? It's a rigged game. Today, just today, this morning, the Federal Reserve pumped in over $50 billion into the overnight repo markets. This is quantitative easing forever. They've already, the New York Federal Reserve injected $104.15 billion into the repo markets in one day, last week. The Fed's now going to repurchase $60 billion of Treasury bills a month. This is quantitative easing, but they're not calling it that. They're calling it something else. You know what they're calling it? I can't say. But it begins with a B and ends with an S. And it's two words. And it comes from a bull. And that's all the bull is. The Wall Street bull is an addicted addict. And it keeps shoving more and more monetary methadone into them. I just read you Goldman Sachs. They're concerned that stock buybacks won't artificially prop up the market so the 1% could get richer. Every day, giving the gamblers more and more money. That's what the repo markets are. They're injections to the gamblers to keep gambling. Hey, you know that guy Ray Dalio? Bridgewater Associates, the largest hedge fund in the world. You know, he follows Salenti. That's a fact. When I came out with the gold bull run to our subscribers on June 6th of this year, 2 weeks later, Dalio got bullish on gold. And guess what? After I came out with the Greatest Depression, which I announced on David Knight's show a number of months ago, first one I announced it on, other than our subscribers, guess what Dalio did last week? He's worried about the Great Depression coming again. This is the biggest hedge fund in the world. These are money men, money junkies. They know it's coming down. It's all artificially being propped up. The International Mafia, International Monetary Fund. Why do I get them mixed up with the mafia? I can't understand it. They're warning now of a global slowdown. The numbers are real. It has nothing to do with trade wars. Hey, Americans' car sales went down some 1%. Last month. Oh, Americans are frightened of the trade wars. We hear, who cares? Chinese auto sales? Even down like 32%. India. Is India worried about a trade war? They're not in any trade war. Oh, auto sales in India last month? They only fell 41%. These are real numbers. The people in China aren't buying cars, not because of a trade war. People in America aren't buying cars because of a trade war. They're not buying cars because they don't have the money. All the money's gone to the 1%, and that goes back to our globalnomic way of trend forecasting, making connections between different fields. What's going on in Ecuador? What's going on in Chile? What's going on in Nigeria? What's going on in Algeria? What's going on in Brazil? What's going on in Argentina? What's going on in Colombia? People taking to the streets. Lebanon. The corruption. The fish rots from the head down, and you got a lot of rotted fish out there. Because you got a lot of rotted heads. This thing's going down. Prepare yourself. Get those products that, hey, if things come down, you'll be okay. You're prepared. Prepare for the worst. If the worst doesn't happen, and you're prepared, you lost nothing. If the worst happens and you're not prepared, you could lose everything. So prepare for the future. Support InfoWars, Trends Journal, trendsjournal.com, and most of all, occupy peace. Peace on earth. Goodwill to men and women. See you next week.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.